Stephen, you started tonight's game kind of on a fluky goal against and never really led throughout the game until the very end. What was your assessment of the play of the team?
I thought we played well. I mean, in the first period, obviously that fluky goal, then we killed off a couple of penalties, 5-on-3. Obviously, we know probably PK has been struggling as of late, so I think it gave us some momentum. Second period, I thought we really turned up the pace of the game and played a lot in their end, and even when we were down, no panic. So I thought that was a good game, even considering the fact that we've been on the road for so long. And let's not kid ourselves, it was a tough travel day yesterday to have that long flight back from Vegas, and then the time change and to come out and play the way we did. I'm proud of the group. Well, he's just such a smart player. I mean, he's got all the tools, but his hockey IQ is very high, and we just read off each other. I thought the last couple games, we've gotten our groove back a little bit as a line and confidence and create a lot of chances and haven't played much in our end. But Vladdy's a guy that's going to fly under the radar, but he'd rather have it that way, but he shouldn't, because he's a great player and came up with a big goal for us today.
Do you think it's hard to be that third guy on
It might be better that way in some senses, but he deals with it great. I mean, he's got such a great personality, so easygoing that he's just like, you know, whatever. But we talk a lot, we communicate a lot as a line, and like I said, it's no fluke that he's having the year that he's having, because he's a great player, and we'll try to get him going.
Shoot outs like that. I mean, what do you have going with an idea of kind of what move you want to make, or you kind of just basically read towards the end? Or
you know, I'll keep that a secret in case any other goalies are paying attention to this interview. But no secret, I've struggled in the past in the shootout, and I've had a different approach the last 3 or 4 times, and it's worked. So I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
What does it say about this team to never have the lead, but yet you come back and end up with 2 points?
You know, we're a veteran team. We're seasoned in that. We understand that the game's 60 minutes, and we may take 65 and a couple of shootouts to win the game. But there's just no panic in this group, and we've set a standard now with the way the season has gone that the expectations are high within this dressing room, and the expectation every night is to give ourselves a chance to win. We did that. Some nights it's our goaltender, some nights it's our D, some nights it's our forwards. It's different guys every night, and that's the depth that we have as a team, and the reason why we're having a lot of success.
I know Hedman's always been a workhorse for you guys in the back end, but like when he's that dynamic offensively and creating shots like he has been in the last 5-6 games, how much of a different look does he give your team?
Well, he's just got so much confidence. I mean, that's such a key thing as a player in this league, is when you have confidence, the game is really fun to play. And you want the puck. And when you don't have confidence, it's kind of the opposite. So he has the confidence right now, and he's fun to watch. He's up and down the ice. He's just as effective defensively as he is offensively. And he's been a big part of our recent success in the last 6-7 games.
Given your guys, do you sometimes have to worry when he's on the ice, if not just your line mates or a different defensive pair?
I think Eric Bonus does a good job of realizing who's up on forward and tries to get certain defensive pairings out with certain forward groups. Whether the faceoff's in the offensive zone or D zone, we'll make adjustments. But when he's on the ice, you know it. He's usually in the play, and it usually results in a good shift.
I want to comment on Yanni Gord's line with Lauren, Gord, Conacher. They got a big goal tonight, too.
Like I said, we have tons of depth on this team, and it's a different line every night. That's what you need to have success in this league. And those guys have been going all the year. I mean, Gordo's had a great year. Killer's a workhorse. He's a power forward. He's using his body. And Conacher's been bringing that energy every night ever since he's been in the lineup on a regular basis. So it's no surprise to us in this room.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.